Good morning, guys. It's Belle. This is Go From Here, and it is Friday. It's Friday feels. I hope you guys had a good week. If you hear any like scuttling or meowing in the background or little tiny bells, please just excuse it. It's our new little baby love. We picked up our kitten on Friday last week. Wow, it's already been a week since he's been here. And we love him. His name is Hayes. He's a beautiful little boy that you guys can check out. I've started posting some stories with him in it, just like saying hi to you guys. So if you want to check him out, he doesn't have an Instagram because I don't really want to give him one. I know everyone's like, but you have a pet. And I'm like, Hayes is our little baby. So if people want to use him in sponsorships and stuff like that, that'd be cool. But I'll reserve that through the pod and not just like his own Instagram. I think he's well loved already. So anyways, it's Friday feels. I have a ton of amazing things to share this Friday. I got a really dope phone call from one of my mentors. He's actually a brand new mentor. And I met him through actually an interview. And unfortunately, that didn't go through, but he offered me some advice after, and then he kind of became my mentor, and we had a phone call yesterday, and Sir Hayes, we had a phone call yesterday, and he dropped so many life bombs, and my homework this week with therapy was the best thing I think I've started practicing so far. I mean, I've been practicing a lot of things, but this one definitely has made such an impact on me because it's something that we actually went through as a situation in therapy. And just for those of you who don't know CBT, it's cognitive behavioral therapy. Hayes is very distracting with his ball right now. Good job, buddy. I've lost my train of thought. It's essentially when you and your therapist go through different situations and kind of act it out, essentially, and then she or he or they basically ask you to respond the way that you would respond in the situation as if it was like happening in real life, or in the moment, I guess is how I should say that. So we did that, and then I wanted to hang up on her because I got very agitated, and then she basically pointed out what that felt like, and I was like, touche, always the winner in this relationship. Hayes, I love you. Before all the baby talk with the kitten and the advice comes, welcome to the podcast. Subscribe, comment in every social media thing I have. I have all the links below. And let me know how you guys are doing. I know I haven't mentioned anything about the pandemic because I don't want to. But, you know, I might get into it a little bit. Friday feels, and I think I've said that how many times now, you guys can take a drink in this episode if I say it a little bit more. Do a little shot game, you know? I love those shot games. I love the best shot game that I remember is from How I Met Your Mother, when Robin does that thing when she's a reporter. If you guys know the reference, please let me know on Instagram or wherever it is that you guys like to comment, because it's pretty funny. I'm trying to think of a big thing for Christmas, just because I'm so thankful for all of you guys listening and for giving me the opportunity to, you know, do a podcast. This has been so much fun. It's been terrifying, but it's been really good for me, my mental health, and just as a person. I think there's been a lot of growth. I still can't introduce people, but you know, it'll be awkward, I think, forever. And I have been having a lot of trouble trying to figure out how to do anything with anybody because of our lockdown in Toronto, and just like the restrictions are very confusing right now, and just the pandemic overall is a little like up in the air all the time, and like I don't want to talk about it because it's such a Debbie Downer of a thing to talk about. But I hope you guys are doing okay. I hope you guys are staying safe. Please keep yourself safe to keep each other safe. But yeah, let's get right into it because I always try to keep this under 50 minutes, and like without the intro and the outro and all these other things, it goes a little bit over, but I hope you guys like them anyways. Hayes, I love you. We can't be doing that right now. I hope you guys like the jingling of a ball the entire episode, if that's not super distracting, because he's adorable. Look him up on my Instagram. On the Go From Here Pod Instagram, not mine. Well, mine. Anyways, so the first thing I want to talk about is the elimination of the word but in our vocabulary. And I think it applies to all aspects of our lives in every relationship that we have. And I'm going to leave this little one because he is playing so much and we need to be enthusiastic about it. He's done playing now because I'm no longer in the space with him. I've been practicing this all week because my therapist has coyly pointed out how incredibly annoying it is to hear the word but after apologizing or after someone is trying to be heard and your response is blah blah blah, but it is for me at least rage inducing after I had realized how I don't like it at all ever and how much I did it. My therapist pointed out how but in any context, you know, I'm going to get back to that thought because I don't actually know if there's any context or but is not negating everything that you just said prior. So, you know, in my case, the reason why it came up is because I have a tendency to say but in instances where I'm apologizing or I am trying to listen, and instead I say but because I need to make my point heard. And it completely negates everyone else's feelings and understanding prior to that. So you're not listening anymore, guys, when you say the word but, because you've now kind of eliminated their validity to whatever it is that they want you to hear, because you are now saying that everything you're saying is way more important to everything that they have said previously. And that sucks. That's a sucky feeling. And I needed to practice it every day today, every day today, every day this week. And I will continue to exercise that muscle. And I hope that you guys understand the importance of why it's important to be cognizant of the word, but it's not ever going to translate the way that you think it will. Perfect example was when my therapist was listening to me talk about a certain situation, and she pointed out how before you said the word but, everything that that person said in your mind is gone, because now you're only focusing on everything that you want to say and everything that you want to point out and make sure that they hear. And that person will hear that. And as much as your intention might be that I can hear what you're saying, but this is how I'm seeing it, the intention will always be lost in that instance because you are saying, I hear you, but despite all of everything that you just said, it doesn't matter to me because I am now saying this and I think this is what you should listen to, which is never a good feeling, guys. Never a good feeling. And then if you have any more questions or comments on that, let me know on my Instagram because I want to hear what you guys want, like, have to say about that. If you disagree, let me know because it's kind of interesting to hear what you would think is a a good reason to say but all the time in situations where you shouldn't say them or say it. My second point is from my mentor and the phone call that we had yesterday, and he was saying that protect your mind and your time and exercise it like a muscle. You know, he was telling me that we were talking about like my life goals and like my professional development, and he straight up told me, he's like, I think it's kind of vague. I think that what you're aiming towards has potential, and I think that it's there, but he's like, I think you need to aim higher. And I think that I was telling him, I was like, it's an interesting concept, because I've always thought of, or me and Jack, he was a episode 2, if you guys want to listen to it, it's great. He's one of my best friends in the entire world. We always have this thing where we'll tell each other, we'll root for each other so much that we're flying so close to the sun, and then we usually get burned. And I brought that up with my mentor yesterday, and he was saying that it's exactly that. Reach so high towards the sun. So he's like, even if you get burned, even if you like try and reach for 100 and you don't get there, when you fall, you might just fall within the 90s, and that's still way better than everybody else. And I thought that was such an interesting concept, because he was saying that, you know, doing that and making your goals and your life path and the avatar that you're reaching towards is a muscle. It's a muscle that you need to practice. It's a muscle that you need to strengthen. And that involves protecting your time and protecting your brain. That's the very minute things in life where you can be talking to someone who has no relevance to your path, and instead of seeing it as that'll set me back 2 weeks, where he's like, the minute that conversation starts and you can feel it and you can hear that it's not going to be doing anything for you in your path, you're already wasting your time. And I thought that was incredible. Like, I never thought of my time as being to the minute or to the second, where the moment that there's influence on how your mind thinks, or influence towards how your mind works towards the path in your life that you want to get to, and then wasting it because you let someone use your time is crazy. The other thing that he mentioned was to protect your brain. And that, you know, involves, again, having people influence you in a way where it's not relevant. Or he mentioned an author, Dan something, the trillionaire worker or something. I should look it up and then I'll link it, because I'm butchering it so much right now. But he used this reference because he was saying that he has become so incredibly strict and diligent with his time and protecting his brain, where his kids have to go through his assistant to schedule some time with him, and they have to create an itinerary. And I know that's a little extreme, but it works for him. And it's just an extreme example to emphasize how important it is to protect our minds when it comes to our life goals and where we want to go in life and the avatars that we want to create for ourselves. Sir, thank you. And I thought, I'm such a people pleaser, and that came up in our conversation too. He's like, it's the idea that, you know, being an introvert kind of keeps you in your shell. And then on top of that, being a people pleaser, you constantly want to make people feel like they're appreciated or that you're grateful for what they're saying or doing or giving you advice. And sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself is to say, thank you, I will do it this way instead, right? And he was telling me, at the end of the day, when you close your eyes, that's just you. You go to sleep, and even if you sleep with someone else, is all you're doing is taking the time by yourself. At the end of the day, you're by yourself. Even if you are surrounded by the people you love, or you have, you know, your significant other with you in your bed, or your pet, that's just you. And if you don't protect that brain, at the end of the day, you'll be thinking about all those thoughts that never meant anything to you and is no longer benefiting you, or it's not giving anything to the life that you want to lead. So here is the Friday feels, guys. Try not to use but so much. You know, it's huge. It helps your relationships. It helps communication, just communicating better with but, or eliminating the word but in certain situations. And finally, protecting your brain and your time. Understanding that at the end of the day, what you want for yourself is the most important thing in your life. Because as much as we strive to be part of a community, as much as we strive to be someone who loves and is loved by people, you only have you. And do you want to die thinking, this is what I did, and then think, that's all I did? Okay, thanks, guys. I love you. Thanks for listening. My little Hazy is being really active right now and energetic because I moved and he wants to make all the noise on the podcast. I love you guys. Let me know what you guys think of this Friday Feels. Let me know what you guys thought of Camille and Ali's episode. I love those guys. They were so much fun. But yeah, so see you guys next Wednesday for another episode with my friend Liz. She's a Skinstagram, if I get it right. She's a skincare person on Instagram, and I'm very excited for you guys to hear her story and her hospitality journey, which taught me a lot in that episode too. But yeah, hope you guys have a great Friday. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next Friday for the next Friday Feels. Thank you. Bye.